This is North Coast News on KINS.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A Fortuna woman in custody after a welfare check on Humboldt Hill. Last night, Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies dispatched to the Humboldt Hill overpass for the report of a woman over a railing. When deputies got there, they observed that woman, 40-year-old Jennifer Mae Cooper, walking with an open lock blade knife along Humboldt Hill Road. Deputies contacted Cooper, ordering to drop the weapon. She did. Cooper was found to have a felony warrant for her arrest, taken into custody, and booked on a number of charges, including assault with a deadly weapon, vandalism, and exhibiting a deadly weapon other than a firearm. Bail set at $75,000. A man and a woman were stabbed on Sunday in Eureka after they messed around with a man sleeping on the sidewalk. 36-year-old Jessica Manassian and 42-year-old Brian Bickerstaff confronted the man sleeping on the sidewalk of the 300 block of F Street. They yelled at the man, told him to leave, and began assaulting him. Bickerstaff assaulted the man with some blunt weapons, and the man took out a knife in an effort to stop the assault. He stabbed Manassian and was able to flee. He was soon able to get police help. Manassian and Bickerstaff took items from the man and also left the scene. Manassian ran to Humboldt Bay Fire Station on the 500 block of C Street for medical help. Bickerstaff, meantime, transported and booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility, being held on $50,000 bail. The Mountain Lion paid a visit to a home in Orleans over the weekend, banging on a window of the home and tearing out the screen in the process. The homeowners think maybe the Mountain Lion was lunging at their cat in the window on the inside. Investigators say mountain lions have a large home range, anywhere from 100 to 200 miles, and so this particular area wouldn't be entirely uncommon for a mountain lion to be roaming. Well, Take a Child Outside is a festival of fun outdoor exploration for kids and their caregivers from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. coming up on Saturday, March 24th. Local environmental educators will offer nature-based activities and games and crafts along the Arcata Marshes Log Pond Loop Trail. Kids are invited to fill their eco passport by adventuring along the trail with their adults and taking part in a number of activities, then returning the passport when complete for a nature-themed prize. Additionally, teachers and school staff are invited to attend and learn about field trips during the day in class presentations, environmental-themed curriculum, and other opportunities for their students. Once again, it runs from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, March 24th. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.